Good morning and welcome to Food Talk. I'm Marianne Myers and I am joined as always by my fabulous co-host, Linda Perkins.
Good morning, Marianne. It's a glorious day.
It is. The sun came out.
Oh my God, came out is not a strong enough word. It's just so beautiful out.
It is. It's distracting.
I know.
I'm so glad I'm not young and in school and having to pay attention. No.
Oh, yeah, because they're pretty much fixing to get let out now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Suffering through the last dregs of school. Can you have dregs of school?
Oh, yeah. I think all year. I think you can. Somehow some of it sinks in and you realize you learned something at the end. But, yikes.
Maybe.
Not for...
Only to be forgotten later. That's the point of life I'm at.
Yeah. Yeah. It was nice while it lasted. What have you been cooking?
So I made a noodle salad. What was it called? I think laksa noodles.
Oh, what?
And, just something from the New York Times. You know how I'm always pretty confident. That's the wrong word. But you know, trying a New York Times recipe.
Yeah, we tend to trust.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not something that AI made up.
Right. You know, so. And it is also a vast array of recipe developers.
Yeah.
And you get your favorites.
Yeah, exactly. So it was noodle salad, rice noodles, you know?
Yeah.
And so I just had some little rice noodles. I think I was supposed to use bigger ones, but I had those. And then cauliflower and broccoli, some stir-fried tofu, bean sprouts, cilantro, lime. I mean, I like all those things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Crispy shallots. I didn't have any, and so they didn't go in. But the dressing was just coconut milk and red curry.
Was it good?
Yeah. Yeah. I never thought of doing that cold. You know, if you're making curry, it's coconut milk and red curry. But,
yeah.
But it didn't taste like curry sauce, probably because it was so thinly spread on cold things that also have liquid in them. You know how dressing gets diluted because of the liquid that's in the vegetables and stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was good.
Ooh.
I think next time I'd probably put some ginger in it, but
oh yeah, that's a good idea. And the crispy shallots, which I hardly ever have either, are really a great thing if you have them.
Yeah. And I'm sure that they would add to it too, but
yeah.
I would have to go get some in Portland.
And then crisp them.
Oh, yeah. I was going to buy them that way.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Because we can get a shallot here, but but we're going to have to crisp it ourselves, yeah. I think. I don't even know.
I think it was just too much. I'm just like, I can't do that.
I know. I get it. I find often it's so weird, and it's probably my systems are screwy and I don't even know anymore, but I find often that if I'm going to make a tossed salad and use like a bunch of veg out of the fridge, that salad will take longer to do than the entree very often.
Oh, yeah?
So much, you know, peeling, chopping, making a dressing, blah, 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 blah. I spend more time usually on specifically tossed salads, which are really for me just like everything you have that you need to use salad, takes longer than anything. Then I'm just sauteing up something or it's already cooking and I'm spending an hour before it's coming out making a salad. Crazy. I think it's just inefficient system, probably.
I think when I'm making like a side salad for dinner, I usually just put a couple things in it. Excuse me. And it's only when I'm making like a big, like chef type salad for dinner that I put, you know, more than five things in it.
Yeah.
And so that's just laziness on my part.
I don't know that it's, I don't think either one of us is at fault. I think that I tend to use stuff up. It's like I have four radishes and half a cucumber and two carrots that are threatening to punish me and
I'm gonna wilt
some
I'm
celery wilt. And you know what I mean. It just goes on and I'm trying to basically it's an 911 situation for my crisper.
I remember in the past you've called it your vegetable hospice.
Yeah, that's right.
I do have one of those what do you call those containers, because we can't use a brand name, that you have are plastic and you have a lid and, you know, just a plastic container.
Yeah.
But it has a bunch of different compartments.
Oh.
And so it's meant for chopped vegetables for salad, I believe.
I haven't seen that style.
Well, I bet I've had it for 30 years. Wow. So it might not be available anymore.
It's probably an ancient Tupperware.
Yeah. But when I use that, I'm happy. But I don't always use it because I don't know why. Well, maybe because it's work.
You don't, I don't just like randomly feel like chopping vegetables.
Yeah.
I'm doing it in service of a plan, you know, but also I think a container like that takes up room in your fridge.
That's another big thing.
Yeah.
I'm usually putting it on the top of everything.
Yeah. Yes.
It's just because if it's on the bottom, I won't take it out. You know?
The tiered method. Yeah. The top shelf of the refrigerator is like tiered
on
up.
On top of the milk. Yeah.
Oh.
But I like having it. And I like, you know, over the next like 5 days, just that convenience of picking things out of there. And then at the end, you know, that night we'll just have a salad and I'll just turn that thing upside down into the bowl, what's left, and put some lettuce with it and call it a side salad.
It's a brilliant thing.
Yeah,
I do
really like it.
I make way more salad than we're going to have for a side salad because I will have it. I like used salad for breakfast. I like it.
I do too.
I'll pile it on a rice cake or something. I mean, I don't care. It's
good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's good for a day.
I feel like I'm just making my meal ahead of time.
Efficiency.
Yeah. Yay. Hey, we are in Spring Green's heaven. Heaven.
Yeah.
And local, real local. So very exciting to me.
Yeah. It's funny because I think of like wilted greens as a winter thing, but there's something really special about wilted spring greens.
Yes.
Just a hot like poppy seed dressing.
Yeah. Is that what you're doing? How do you make your poppy seed dressing?
Come on, brain. So usually there's bacon fat.
Yeah. Okay. So that's probably, I'm doing the same thing without the poppy seeds, but a warm bacon dressing.
Yeah. That's what it is. And then just put poppy seeds in there. I have a lot of poppy seeds.
Oh,
I don't know why.
See, and you can use so many greens to do that. And then,
but there's just something about the spring ones. It's just, I think it's because that's what my grandma used to do. So it's probably just, you know, sentimental.
Well, my grandma too, that's where I learned it. And we went out in the garden and picked lettuce.
Yeah.
So I think that's what it is about the spring greens.
There's always a couple spiders.
They melt right into the bacon fat. Anyway, I think that it is that because we can get the greens pretty fast now because they're everywhere. And so it's the fresh greens that really, that's what it's all about. Yum.
Well, and then the ultimate harbinger of spring, Hood strawberries.
Ooh, not yet, right?
Yeah, no. I think today is the first day that we'll have them here. You know, the that stand that
everybody
out
make
on the
a note.
Yes.
Yeah, the stand that's out there on
like across from the Kia dealership on 101
in Warrenton.
Yeah,
at the four-way stop.
Pretty exciting.
I had no idea. I was thinking we weren't going to see anything for weeks.
Yeah.
Wowie. That's so exciting.
Yeah. It does seem kind of early.
Yeah.
But the guy that owns it, he was saying a few days ago, I'm coming. Nope, because it was like 39 at night. And then it was 39 for a bunch of days. And the strawberries just, you know, just like stopped ripening. It was kind of funny.
Oh,
I don't know why it was so cold.
We have been, we've had that, you know, bipolar weather.
Or polar.
We just don't even, way
the
too
bipolar
much polar.
Polar.
Our yard's full of baby birds.
Oh,
they are so clumsy and so noisy and so adorable. But that's, you know, that's spring. Baby geese.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to know if you have ever or sometimes use the shelf stable gnocchi.
You know what? I did once in it, and I haven't used them since, not because I didn't like them, just because I guess it wasn't in my brain. But the reason I did is because you said they were good.
I like them, but I made, and I like them for so many reasons, because they're just little potatoes, really. Little mashed potatoes is basically what they are, but they get crispy on the outside. And that's, it is another version of, you know, tater tot casserole, I guess, except you can stir fry them. And that's very cool. And I hadn't done it for a long time, but I had a package in the bin that I keep pasta and stuff in. And I made some the other night, and I loved the recipe. I should start with that. It was gnocchi with miso butter and asparagus.
Oh, nice.
I threw in a little bit of sautéed chicken, and it was really delicious, I got to say. The flavor was fabulous, but I have this gorgeous giant sauté pan. It's probably a 12-inch.
Okay.
And it is enamel over cast iron.
Okay.
Now, why would we do it? I don't know. It's gorgeous.
No, I think those pans are great.
Well, they are great, except for, you know, you need a friend to help you lift it.
I know.
It's so heavy. And the other charming thing about it is it has a wooden handle, which is beautiful, but of course you can't put it in the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I was, I'm in a, you may know, a phase of cleaning, getting rid of everything in my kitchen that I never use. And that cabinet, I unearthed that pan. It's actually from yours and my mutual friend, Rod.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
And so I went, I'm going to use this for dinner. It's a sautéed dinner. I'm going to use this. So, really bad. Why did I not use my nonstick? Dick, because I have a nuns. Yeah, the gnocchi. Oh my gosh. Crazy.
I can imagine your cleanup.
Oh yeah, that was really fun. And also the gnocchi, which should have been these little toasty morsels that with
clouds.
Clouds with a really delicate crunch on the outside that make whatever else is going on in there, which especially asparagus, perfect, mm-hmm. perfect combination, but basically just kind of turned into a stuck coating of mashed potatoes.
A potato murder scene.
Oh, make
so sorry.
Sure. I'm saying to everybody, by all means, use those shelf-stable gnocchi because they give you the opportunity to have a really nice something different at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
Because they're shelf-stable.
Yeah.
And, but also, use your nonstick and some oil. Oh my gosh. It's finally clean.
I am laughing with you. I'm so sorry.
That was crazy, but I do recommend this recipe. It's by Allie Slagle, and it is the miso butter fab.
I went a couple weeks ago to the Beaverton Farmers Market.
Ooh.
It's a good farmers market.
It is.
They don't have any stuff. They only have food. Sunset Magazine said it was the best farmers market in the 5-state area.
Ooh.
So that's really something.
Yeah.
But anyway, I got some, you know, I really like things that are like single origin,
uh-huh.
like single origin spices and stuff like that. And they had some single varietal apple cider.
Ooh.
And that was really interesting.
Yeah.
You know, to buy a couple kinds and see how one tastes different than
yeah,
the other. And
yeah.
I really liked it. I thought that was cool.
Have
fun.
You sampled?
Yeah, yeah. And they were really good. And they were all crisp and delicious, but they had very distinct flavors.
Did you have a favorite?
The Pink Lady.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yay.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
I love, I just buy apple juice.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
the unfiltered apple juice. And all the time because I use it in smoothies for Tom in the morning.
Well, and it's good.
Yeah, it's good, but it, you know, it'd be fun to try.
I remember there was a single origin spice company that came out, and how they explained it was when you buy spices wholesale, they have a big bin of, say, you know, aniseed, and it comes from all these different aniseed farmers,
right?
The good ones, the bad ones, and the mediocre ones. And so just by definition, everything is mediocre. But if you have someone who's buying whatever ingredient it is that is single origin, and they can pick the best, then you have the best. And you don't really have that chance so much with, you know, big giant wholesalers.
Right, right.
So I thought that was really interesting, but I'd never seen single varietal
I love the whole idea about it.
Yeah.
Before I ask you a question, I want to remind everybody that Food Talk is a co-production of KMUN Community Radio and North Coast Food Web. And really, if you haven't gone to their websites yet, it's not because I haven't told you. I haven't reminded you. I always remind you.
Are your fingers broken?
KMUN.org, NorthCoastFoodWeb.org. They are full of wondrous and interesting information. And seriously, take a minute. I know there are days when you're just taking a little mental health break and scrolling around. Drop in, see what's going on.
Yeah.
I had, before I stopped to say that, what did I have in my head? I just
sunshine wonder. And rainbows, and it's beautiful out.
I know. Oh my gosh. It is really, I mean, I say it's distracting as sort of a flippant thing to say about it, but really it is very distracting. Yeah. Like, what?
No, I'm gonna go get some strawberries and lay out in the grass and do sand. Grass angels.
Don't wear that nice white shirt.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm not completely dressed for it.
I don't think grass angels is a thing. I'm not sure.
Years ago, it was Minneapolis. So more than 25 years ago, I was in Minneapolis in a just Italian restaurant. And I had just a really good dish. It was what I remember was it was sausage and white beans and broccoli, and it was really good, and I always try to recreate it, and I never do, but it's always good. Isn't that funny?
I did
that this week. I made a sausage. There was a meat sale, so I had sausage, and it's like Italian sausage.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
So Italian sausage, and I put some mushrooms, and of course onions, white beans, and broccoli, lots of broccoli, and pasta, and then I did a like just a real light creamy sauce. You know. Some cream, some parmesan, lots of chicken stock. So not anything thick and like an Alfredo,
right.
But just a lot thinner and just kind of creamy.
Lots that would of pepper, be my favorite.
Garlic. It was really good. It wasn't exactly what I remember, but I think it's been enough years that I have just, you know, I'm not remembering it
you've
right.
You've come to terms with it.
Yeah. I don't think I'd ever had pasta and beans together before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was really, really good.
Pasta fagioli.
Yeah,
pasta
no. Fagioli. Oh, yeah, that's true. I'd had that, of course. But that doesn't count because it's a soup.
Yeah,
they're
okay.
Different. You put everything in them.
That's right.
The rule.
That's
what
right.
You have, it goes in. You can't buy anything. Just what you have.
Sausage and peppers. I just love that.
Yeah.
Italian sausage and peppers.
Yeah.
Always makes me think of that Danny Aiello movie, Dinner Rush.
Oh, no, I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, well, it's got some violence in it, but also very fabulous.
Violence and cooking?
Oh, you don't even need sex if you got those two things. Seriously, two out of three. I wonder, I'm starting to see stone fruits. I think they must come from afar.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't bought any because... there are a lot of things that you can put on the counter and they will get ripe, even though some experts will tell you that they don't.
Yeah,
sometimes.
But they do.
But
yeah.
They do.
And then I have also noted the giant mystery to me is when sometimes they're mealy and sometimes they aren't.
Yeah.
And I have had them, like, I think it's a stage that they go through because, and I don't know that for sure, but I have had mealy peaches on the counter then later be fine.
Oh, so yeah. Maybe it's just, you just have to be patient maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to buy anything that doesn't have some give to it.
Yeah,
you know, I don't want to buy
it
because it's not going to get ripe if it's hard.
Well, and we are so lucky here because at our Sunday market, Astoria Sunday Market, which is such a great market, we have vendors that come from the valley where they can grow good peaches and they sell here. So we are really lucky about that.
Yeah, and virtually every community of size in the area has a farmer's market right now.
Yeah.
So, and I think pretty much they're all open. Some of them opened before. Astoria opens on Mother's Day Sunday, but I know that there was a market on the peninsula that was open before that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're starting to be, you got to go. I mean, it's fun. It's a good experience to just wander around on a sunny morning or afternoon and see what's shaken, but also really good shopping. So make sure you take bags with you. Really good shopping.
And a beast of burden.
Yeah. Yeah.
It says no dogs, but this is a mule.
And a mule would be okay.
Really? You think so? Really?
Leave your dog home. Oh, poor dogs.
You don't think he'd kick if people got too close?
See? Very useful. Very useful. yeah. So you can't really take a cart to a farmer's market.
Yeah, yeah.
You just have to take a bunch of bags and a friend.
Yeah. Or a mule. Not a mule.
Yeah.
I saw a thing on the internet, and you know, sometimes it lies, but generally, I mean, well, sometimes it doesn't. So it was somebody making panini sandwiches, but out of naan.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's a good idea, right?
Yeah.
And so I tried it. I don't think I loved it enough to do it again. And the reason was that the thing I like about naan is how pillowy and lovely it is.
Yes.
And it just kind of turned into pita. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just kind of, I guess the word is tough.
Okay.
And so it's not that it was wholly unpleasant. You know, it's not like a lot of things I've made that were absolutely horrible, but it wasn't good enough that I would think that I would do it again and not use bread, you know?
Yeah. I think that when you start with an ingredient that you really like and the thing you make makes you not like that quite
Wrecks
so
it.
Much,
yeah.
that's enough to, you know, that's enough. Tried it. That's enough.
Yeah,
for sure.
Have you made anything else this week?
I'm trying to think. I wish I could. I wish I could think.
Well, I have, I mean, something I've been thinking about, but it's not really cooking, but it's food. And that's citrus.
Yeah.
Just how crazy the citrus.
Oh, my gosh.
Just all the diseases that the plants have.
Yeah.
Down in Florida, the oranges. I remember reading some big company quit making concentrated orange juice, and I thought, well, that's a really weird thing. Why would a company known for making concentrated orange juice quit doing that? And then I started reading, and I guess there's just some disease in the trees down there. And so they say 100% of the trees in Florida now have this disease.
Aww.
They will be dead within 3 to 5 years. And in the interim, they won't produce fruit. So in 2003, Florida produced 242 million boxes of oranges at 90 pounds a box. And then this year, they won't even hit 12 million.
Oh.
And that's such a big difference. And so.
And the oranges, well, often here where we are on the upper left edge, often we get California oranges.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been fabulous. I think of winter as citrus season, but. We get oranges and various kinds of oranges and lemons and limes out of California pretty much all year round.
But then, of course, because of the personnel they have, now I'm worried about California because how can it not spread across the whole country?
Yeah.
And we take citrus, I mean, completely for, I mean, we just.
I know.
What's the word?
We take for it for granted.
Yeah. I mean, that it's there.
We
that
just
I can,
assume.
That, yeah, one of my little tiny luxuries is that I have a bag of lemons in my fridge at all times. It's just, and then usually limes and the little tangerines and oranges. We take them for granted.
I
can't imagine not having them.
I supreme an orange every single morning, you know, a big orange, a navel orange, every single morning for Tom. If we didn't have it,
it would be so weird, wouldn't it?
It would be so weird.
It's like we take bananas for granted.
I know.
We do. And it's just, it'd be such a weird thing not to have. I don't know what I would do without lemon.
Well, yeah. I think that the way things are going, there may be more than just Florida oranges at risk. You know, bananas, you need the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
You really do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You really, really do. I've been buying the little bananas, the mini bananas,
really?
A hand of them.
I always see them, but I don't buy them. I don't know why.
Well, I like them. I like a banana for just a snack.
Okay.
And they're the right size.
Okay.
It's a big banana. And if you cut a banana, a big one in half and then go back later.
You have ants.
Yeah. Yes. Among so many other annoyances. So I really like the little ones. And I tend to I like a banana to taste like a banana. And until it gets some brown spots on it, it doesn't really taste
like
a banana.
Yeah.
It's mouthfeel, but I'm sorry. I want it to taste like a banana. So with those little hands of bananas, I can just put them in a bowl on the counter, and pretty soon they're all speckly and nice, and they're just delicious.
Yeah.
I would miss them.
My mom used to serve us, you know, every other day for breakfast, a banana cut up with orange juice on it.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that funny? But that's,
but it sounds delicious.
Yeah, that's just what
it is. And never turns brown.
Oh, I didn't think about that. But, I mean, we ate it.
Yeah, so. Right. So it didn't have a chance. Oh, I see a puppy frisking around in the parking lot.
Because it's sunny. Yeah, exactly. Look at me. Woohoo.
Well, I wonder if you have any plans. I'm just trying to think what I have in the fridge that is awaiting my... I have a couple of boneless, skinless chicken thighs. They always come in packs of four.
Okay.
And I only use two for the fabulous stuck gnocchi dish that I made recently.
The murder dish.
And I have two left. So I don't know. I was thinking about doing maybe... I don't know, like, what do you call it when you pound them flat and dredge them?
Paillard.
Oh, yeah, paillard.
Oh, but schnitzel?
Yeah, schnitz. The schnitz. Because, you know, it goes well with really a lot of things.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. And I need, or maybe to put hoisin instead of anything else on it.
I made grilled turkey burgers last night for, ooh. But I found out I didn't have any hamburger buns. I had hot dog buns though, so I just made them long and skinny, not tubular. They were still flat, but that actually worked better. For some reason, it was easier to flip it on the grill because turkey falls apart so easily.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think I might do that from now on. Also, it's easier to get whole wheat hot dog buns than it is the whole wheat hamburger buns. So.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Here, they're in stock a lot more than the hamburger buns are. So I might do that for now. I think I might make spaghetti for dinner.
I need to make spaghetti for dinner. I have everything I need for that. So I might even have some fresh fennel.
Ooh, no.
Although if you have Italian sausage, you got the fennel thing going on already.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pasta. That is really, pasta and breakfast for dinner are the two quick and easy things that I'm like, I don't feel like cooking. Okay, it's breakfast. It's breakfast.
There's a lot of times at a butcher you can, or a place with a meat department, you can buy the spice that they put in their Italian sausage. And if I'm making soup for a vegan that would normally have meat in it, I'll just put that spice in there and then it just tastes like it's in there.
That's a really good tip.
That works good.
Is that available at stores? In stores now?
To the meat department.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Can I say a store? I don't think I can on air.
Yeah. Well, we probably shouldn't promote anyone over anyone else. Yeah. But I would say that if you're at the meat section and you don't, you know, I notice in every supermarket and our local neighborhood stores, there's always cocktail sauce. There's always a little display of accoutrement to go with the meat or the seafood. So that's where you're going to find it.
Yeah, you just ask the guy behind the counter.
Yeah, yeah.
Woohoo!
I'm sure it's called Italian seasoning or something like that.
Yeah.
I wonder, I mean, there is something called Italian seasonings. I don't tend to buy the blends, but I wonder what's in there.
I think that that's like the song Parsley... Not sage, rosemary, thyme, and basil.
Oh, okay.
So
it's
rosemary,
not
thyme, basil. So it's not a sausage seasoning.
It's not fennel. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're out of time.
No.
Yes, we are too.
No.
Yes. Do
I get to go outside.
Yes, but not until you sing.
Okay. I'm driving my vegetables. I'm driving my green edibles. I'm driving my vegetables around. I am driving my broccoli, I'm driving my cauliflower, driving a bushel of corn home. Oh, corn.
Oh, corn.
We did not talk about corn. I
and
suppose
peaches.
It's not good yet. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's too soon, but we can anticipate.
Yeah.
go get yourself a fresh strawberry, everybody.
Yeah, and go eat it in the sunshine with your dog.
Oh, my gosh. Have a wonderful week.
You too.
Thank you, Linda.